Good morning, and good Tavoch to everybody. A new week, Hanukkah on the horizon, the Hanukkah, the Yom Tov of Nisim, Nisim and Yeshua, Samit Hashem, and for all of Klal Yisrael. We are on the Gemara Daf Mem Hei Omud Beis. So if you remember, the last time we learned, we saw, oh, Reb Nachum's with us. Different shiur now. Your daughter reported anything about the Wednesday night shiur, Nachum?
Yes, she was a very good cheer, and she's easily embarrassed by the comments
Oh
after the
no.
shiur.
Oh no, so I shouldn't say anything to her next time then.
No, it's good. It's good.
Why is that?
That's good. It gets her out of her comfort zone a little bit.
I said to her, actually, I wasn't talking to her so much, I was talking to my cousin Racheli, but I said, I heard you did a double act on Shabbos. Okay.
Correct. No, it's
Okay,
good.
so she says she repeated the shem about Mesiras Nefesh and
He
Nisim.
wasn't home this Shabbos.
Okay.
So.
We on the Gemara Daf Mem Hei Omud Beis. We saw last time that when discussing the halachas of Skila, the Torah says Yad Ho'edim Tieh Boi Rishono. Yad Ho'edim. The hands of the Edim should be the first ones to go. And therefore, the Gemara said, if after they gave their testimony, their hands were cut off, then we can no longer fulfill the requirement of Yad Ho'edim Tieh Boi Rishono, in which case the guy cannot be stoned. So the question was, when the Torah says Yad Ho'edim Tieh Boi Rishono, must we understand that this is the only way that can be stoned, and if it cannot be fulfilled, then he's off the hook? Or no, it means Lechatchila Yad Ho'edim Tieh Boi Rishono, but it's not Le'ikuva, meaning it's not absolutely necessary, and the Torah only means it Lechatchila. This is now the discussion. So if you have a look at the Gemara, we are towards the end of the narrow lines. It's in fact the fourth last narrow line. Umi bo inon kro kedeksiv. Do we really require the pasuk to be understood as written, meaning le'ikuva? That seems to be the understanding. Because after all, the Gemara said that if the Eidim hands were cut off and he's not stoned. So it seemed to be that the requirement of Yad Ho'edim is absolutely le'ikuva. It's not just Edin lechatchila. Is that really true? Umi bo'inon kro kedeksiv. Do we really require that the pasuk must be translated as written literally? V'hotanya, but surely we have learned in a braisa the following. Mois. You must, a double loshon mois, you must hamake roitzeach hu. The Torah says somebody who's a roitzeach must be killed. But there is a double loshon based on the words mois, you must. So the Brisa says, Ein li elo b'misa haksuva boy. So that's all true with regard to the Misa that's written. So the Torah says he's got to be killed by the sword. He's got to be killed by the sword. And if it's by Chenek, it's by Chenek. With the question being, Minayin, how do I know she'im i ata yochel lahamisa b'misa haksuva boy? If for some reason it's impossible to kill him with the Misa that's mentioned in the Torah, how do I know Sha'atom bekol misa sha'atayochelah? How do I know that if I cannot fulfill the misa as prescribed by the Torah, then I can kill him with a different misa? What will be a case? So Rashi over here does not explain, but Rashi elsewhere talks about, for example, a case where somebody escaped. He was about to be put to death and he escaped. And he boards a boat and he sails off. So the only way I could kill him is, I don't know, to launch a rock at his boat. Even though the chiyuv misa that he's actually chayev might, for example, be cherev, the sword, but I can't do that because he's out of hand's reach. So how do I know that in that type of case you're allowed to bomb the boat from long distance? Talmud loima, mois, yumas, hamake, quote unquote, that double lashon, mois, yumas, which means mikol mokoim, in any way. So even though lechatchila, yes, he's got to get the prescribed death penalty, which let's say means cherev, but b'dieved, if it's not possible to fulfill, well, then you give him a different misa. So what do I see there? I see that with regard to the chiyuv misa, when the Torah lays out instructions, they seem to be lechatchila, but not necessarily le'ikuva. So why don't I say the same over here as well? It's true that the Torah says Yad Ha'edim Tiyeh Bo'er Rishayinu, but maybe that also should be considered a din lechatchila, but it's not le'ikuva. So just like we say you're supposed to kill him by sword, and if you can't, you kill him in a different way. So maybe so too over here as well. Lechatchila, the Edim's hand should be first, and if it's not possible because his hands have been cut off, well, then we'll kill him in a different way. How do you know that? No, it's Li'ikuva and he's exempt, says Rashi. Ein li iloik siv elo yumas, quote unquote. Remember, it says in the Torah, double lashon, yumas hames. But if it would only say a singular lashon, what would I have said? Elomiso aksuva boy, for example, sayof, sword. But if it says mois yumas, ribuyahu, that's a ribuy. And if it's a ribuy, what does it teach us? That lechatchila, you have to teach him, you have to kill him with the prescribed death. If not possible, then you give him a different death. So too, why don't I say the same over here? That yes, lechatchila, the Yad or Edim, the Edim have to kill him. They have to be the first ones to throw the stone. But if it's not possible, for example, his hands are being cut off, well then it's not Le'ikuva. Answers the Gemara, the end of the first wide line. No. Shani Hosam, there is different. Da Omar Kro Mois Yumo. I've got a special pasuk. I've got a special pasuk to teach me that what? The double lashon, mois yumas, which teaches me the lechatchila, yes, you've got to kill him with the prescribed death, but if not possible, then you kill him with a different death. That's only because there's a specific pasuk that teaches me to that. Yes, Rabbi.
Isn't there a Havamina to learn that Mos Yumas means kill him the way you're supposed to kill him, but even if you fail, Hashem will make sure he dies?
No. The Brisa says quite clearly you give him a different death. That's the drasha. The Brisa says this is the halacha that we learn from this Brisa. Otherwise, I wouldn't need a pasuk, Hashem. We'll take care of him, won't take care of him. That's not my business. But the Torah is giving me an extra word to tell you it is your business to make sure that he gets killed by hook or by crook. So if I can kill him by cherev, by sayef, that's the lechatchila. And if he goes and escapes on a boat, then you bomb the boat. So I see that when it comes to Chiyuv Misa, when the Torah issues instructions, it's not Le'ikuva. So why don't I say the same over here as well? That yes, lechatchila, it's got to be the hands of the Edim that go first. But if not possible, it's not possible. But why would I exempt him? So the Gemara answered, no, because there's different, because I have a special pasuk. I've got a pasuk saying, Mois, you must. So that extra pasuk tells me that specifically over there, you give him any misa you can. Now, in order to understand the next line of the Gemara, we need to make a brief introduction. What is the introduction? As we know, when the Torah writes a rule, then we have every license to understand that this applies across the board. It applies across the board. The Torah doesn't need to write this every single time and every single example. The Torah gives one example, and that is taken as a rule. There is an exception. The exception is, what happens if the Torah, for some reason, gives two examples? The Torah says the following halacha applies, example number one, and then gives another example, example number two. Now, why would the Torah need to give the second example? Once you've given the first example, then that becomes a rule across the board. So we have a principle. This is taught to us in many places, the Gemara in Kiddushin and other places, that if the Torah writes two examples, then that means to the exclusion of everything else. Had it meant to include everything, then he only would have written one example. If it says two psukim telling me two examples of the same rule, then clearly the Torah is telling you it's these two cases and these two cases only. So now, we have the halacha, Mises Bezdin. Somebody's supposed to get the sayaf, supposed to get the sword. And what were we taught? We were taught that if you can't give him the sayaf, well, you kill him in any which way you can. So what did we say? You see from over there that when the Torah lays down instructions for us in Mises Bezdin, it's not le'ikuvah, it's a din l'chatchila. What did the Gemara answer? No. There is a special pasuk, Mois Yumas. Mois Yumas is a ribui, and it teaches us that over there, if you cannot give him the misa that's prescribed by the Torah, you give him a different misa. The question is, what does it mean over there? Why can't that now be a rule across the board? Like we said, the Torah does not need to give an example in every single case. If the Torah indeed wrote Mois Yumas, as the Gemara now writes, two words on the second line, Veligmar Mine. Veligmar, like the word Gemara, to teach. Why can't we learn from there? Yes, I accept there's a pasuk there, Mois Yumas. Okay, so that's where we're taught that if somebody can't get Sayof, and he aboards a boat, then I would launch rocks or I'd bomb the boat. Fine. So why can't that now be the rule across the board? That any single case where you're supposed to give somebody Misa, if there's some technicality that doesn't allow you to carry out that particular punishment, so do it in a different way. Why can't that be the rule? And therefore we should reach the conclusion that if you need to stone this individual, and you can't for some reason. Why? Because the Edim's hands are being cut off, then so be it. So we'll kill it with different people. Why can't that become the rule? Yes, Larry.
Well, in one case, they're talking about the Edim would still be the ones, and most of you must. The Edim would still be the ones to kill him, but if he didn't kill him with the stoning, so we'll kill him with the cherub. If he couldn't do the cherub,
Oh,
we'll do the chenek.
the Edim only have to
But
kill him
here,
first. The Edim only have to kill him first with skila.
I'm just saying, but here, the Edim, the people who were supposed to carry out, lost their hands, right? So who says somebody else can go carry out
Because it
the
seems to
death?
be a general rule. Again, the halacha of the Edom carrying out is only a halacha in Skila. When it comes to Sayof, for example, comes to Sayof, then the Bezdin does it and that's that. And yet we see that that requirement is not Le'ikuvah. The main thing is get him killed. How? L'chatchila, with a sword. And if it doesn't work, then you throw rocks at him, you bomb his boat. So why can't we say the same over here as well? Yes, l'chatchila, the Edom have got to be the ones to kill him. And if not Shaykh, so it's not Shaykh. Answers the Gemara, the rule that we just said. This is the double example rule. What's the double example rule? Says the Gemara. Mishum, on the second wide line, Dahava Roitzeach. The Goyel Hadom Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echod. What was the example being mentioned in the Torah there? A Roitzeach needs to be killed. He's a murderer, he gets murdered. How so? With a sword. And what did the Pasuk teach us? Mois Yumas. Yes, Lechatchila with a sword. If not possible with a sword, some other way. That is one example. It's the specific example of Roitzeach. So what was the Gemara's question? Let that be now the rule across the board. The answer is, but I've got another example. You know what the other example is? Goyel Hadam. The halacha that's very familiar to us, somebody who killed accidentally b'shogeg, so he's running off to Golos, the Ir Miklot. The halacha is, if on the way he is met by the Goyel Hadam, the blood redeemer, meaning the close relative of the person who was murdered, then he is allowed to kill this individual. And by Goyel Hadam, we're going to see that there also there is a halacha lechatchila how he's killed, but we'll see once again it's not le'ikuva. So it turns out that Roitzeach is not the only example of this rule. We'll soon discuss the details. I've got Roitzeach, example number one. I've got Goyel Hadam, which is example number two. Ah, well, this is the point then. As we said before, once there's two examples, then they no longer can teach elsewhere. Says the Gemara, V'kol shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echod. Once you've got two psukim telling me the identical thing, ein melamdin, they cannot teach to anywhere else. It can't become a rule. Okay, what are these two examples? Says the Gemara, I'll explain. Roitzeach hod omron, that which we've said already. We don't need to explain details, we've already discussed. The Roitzeach needs to be killed. Lechatchila, how so? With a sword. If not possible, then you bomb his boat. That we've already discussed. What's the second one? Goyel Hadam, Mahi. What's this example of Goyel Hadam? So Morris says, I'll tell you. D'tanya, it's a braisa. Goyel Hadam, quote unquote, this is a pasuk, Yomis Es HaRoitzeach. So this fellow is now running for his life on the way to Ori Miklot. If he bumps into the Goyel Hadam, special halacha, the Goyel Hadam is allowed to kill him. The braisa now says the following. Mitzvah b'Goyel Hadam. It's true, the mitzvah is essentially lechatchila. Who should be the one to kill him? It's the Goel Adam. But it's not only the Goel Adam. Uminayin shim ein loy Goel. If he has no redeemer, if he's got no close relative, she beistin ma'amidin loy Goel, then Bezdin will, as it were, appoint a Goel. They will appoint somebody to seek the vengeance of the one killed. So even though the Torah says quite clearly it's the Goel Hadam, but if there is no Goel Hadam, in the absence of a Goel Hadam, Beis Din will send somebody else. How do I know? Shenema bepigoy boy, when they meet him, who? Anybody? Mikol Mokim. So I've now got two halachas. Number one, the Roitzeach. Number two, the Goel Hadam. What is the common denominator between both? In both cases, is a halacha lechatchila, but we see in both cases that the Torah teaches us is not absolutely necessary. It's not leikuva. So, in the case of Reitzeach, he's lechatchila supposed to be killed with a sword, but if not possible, kill him in a different way. In the case of Goel Adam, lechatchila is supposed to be put to death by the Goel Adam. It's not possible, different way. Ah. So if I've got two psukim, then what do we say? Why did one example not suffice? So by virtue of the fact that the Torah wrote two examples, well, that clearly shows us that this halacha applies only to these two examples and nowhere else. And therefore, if you come back to our case when somebody is supposed to be stoned, and the Edom are supposed to be the first ones to stone him, and they can't because their hands are being cut off. Indeed, he's exempt. And I will not say, no, I learned from Ritzeach, or I learned from Goel Adam that he's just got to be killed by hook or by crook. No, it's only in those two cases, because that's the rule. Shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echod, ein melamdin, says Rashi. Mishum to have a Reitzeach hanidin bebezdin. The Reitzeach who's convicted in Bezdin, number one, The Goyel Hadom, Kloima, what does that mean? Misa, the death, She Goyel Hadom, Mamisoi, Loretseach Shoigeg. He is allowed to kill the one who killed his family member by accident. Sheyotzo Chutz Le'ir Miklotoi. If he leaves the Eir Miklat, as long as he's in the Eir Miklat, he's non-touchable. But if he leaves the Eir Miklat, then the Goyel Adom can kill him. Well, those two are Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echod, etc., etc., and therefore we cannot learn from there at all. And therefore, it turns out in the final analysis, at least at this stage of the Gemara, that when the Torah writes a certain process, this is what must be done. Is that lechatchila or is it leikuva? And the answer is essentially it's leikuva. If the Torah says he's got to be killed, first hands are the Edim, then that's Le'ikuvah. And if he can't fulfill that, then he's not killed. I happen to have two exceptions. But the rule is that it's Le'ikuvah. What are the two exceptions? Number one, a Roitzeach, and number two, a Goel Adom. But those two exceptions cannot now be the source of a new rule, because if a principle, Shnei Ksuvim Haboim Ke'echod, Ein Melamdim.
I'm sorry,
Okay.
Rabbi. Can Rabbi explain it one more time why
Yes.
these two cannot teach us a
Yes.
new rule?
Yes. If I say to you, Nachum, please feel free, walk into my house and take an apple. So then the assumption is an apple is just an example, but it means take whatever you like. That's normally the way the Torah writes. It gives one example. So it's true. I said apple. I didn't say orange. I didn't say a pear. I didn't say a chair. But I said, walk in my house, feel free to take an apple. So if I give one example, then the assumption is that's the rule. But if I would say to you, Nachum, come into my house, feel free, take an apple or an orange. Well, why did I give two examples? If I really meant to take whatever you like, I would have given one example. I would have said, take an apple, from which you would have learned I could take an orange, I could take a pear. So there, the halacha is, if I give two examples, I'm clearly showing you it's only those two things. Do not touch anything else. Had I really wanted you to touch something else, I wouldn't have given the second example. I would have given one example, and that would have been the rule. That is the principle of Shnei Ksuvim, two psukim haboim ke'echo, that teach me the same thing, Ein Melamdin. So now, we've got a rule. At least we thought that's the rule. The Torah says in the case of Roitzeach, kill him by the sword. And yet we had a pasuk to teach us that is not Le'ikuvah. Yes, lechatchila teach him, kill him with the sword, but if not possible, you can bomb his boat as well. What does that example teach us? That example seems to teach us that whenever the Torah says a certain method of misa, it is only a mitzvah lechatchila. But b'di'eved, kill him however which way you could. That would have been the rule. However, it cannot become the rule because the Torah gave another example. What was the second example? A goel adam. Lechatchila, it says, it's the goel adam. And if not, you kill him any which way, we'll send somebody else. Why must you give that example? So it turns out now I've got two examples teaching me the same thing. Both of them are telling me that if the Torah says a certain way of killing somebody, that's lechatchila, but it's not le'ikuvah. Well, then those two examples cannot become the rule. To the contrary, they will not teach me anywhere else, and therefore I will say that those are exceptions. Just like if I tell you, come into my house and feel free to take an apple or an orange, what does that mean? Apple and orange, but nothing else. So too over here, Roitzeach and Goel Hadam, that's where the halacha is, that it's not le'ikuvah, but nowhere else. Everywhere else, what we'll be assuming, that if the Torah says this is the way it's got to be killed, then this is the way it's got to be done. And it jolly well is le'ikuvah. It's true, I have two examples that tell me the opposite, but precisely because they're two, they cannot become a limud to elsewhere. Therefore, in our case, The Torah says that somebody's got to be stoned. Yad ho'edim tiyeh boi b'rishoino. And the Gemara said that if the hands of the Edom got cut off, well, then this guy's exempt. Why is he exempt? Because I've got no way of filling the Yad ho'edim posuk. So what do I see? That the instruction of the Torah really is le'ikuvo. And it's not kill him however which way you can. Yes, now we understand that very well. Because I've got two examples, Ritzeach and Goel Adam, which tell me that kill him in any which way you can. But precisely because the Torah bothered itself to write two examples, then by definition, it means that's not the rule. It's the apple and orange scenario, only this or that, but nothing else. So, what is really the rule? The real rule is, please, Nachum Geller, do not take anything from my house. That's the rule. The exception is the apple and the orange. So too over here as well. The rule is that if the Torah says it's got to be killed in a certain way, that is le'ikuvah. That's the way it's got to be done. So if the Torah says Yad ho'edim tiyeh bo'i k'rishoino, that's the way it's got to be done. And if it can't be done because the Edom's hands are cut off, well, then he's off the hook. That's the rule. The two exceptions are Ritzeach and Goel Adam. Over there, the Torah says there's a certain way he's got to be killed. If it cannot be done, then we'll waive the Lechatchila. But waiving the Lechatchila is the exception to the rule. What is the rule? That we jolly well do not waive the Lechatchila. That is the absolute requirement. That is the Ikuvah. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
There's a difference between a chiyubis and a kiyumis. If a guy is chayav misa, he's chayav misa, that's it. So you can kill him any which way you have to kill him. In the case of mezid, he's not chayav misa. He can go to an ir miklat and live the rest of his life. And if he comes out of the ir miklat, the relative is not chayav to kill him. If the relative decides to kill him,
It's
it's
a mitzvah.
okay. And
It's a
if
mitzvah to
somebody
kill him.
instead, huh?
It's a mitzvah to kill him, so much so that Beis
It's
Din
a
will
kiyumis. It's not a chiyuv to kill him. It's not like somebody
chiyuv
better kill this guy. He left the Ari Miklat.
to kill him. It's a machlokes tanoim, but Al Gemara is assuming it's a chiyuv to kill him, so much so that there's no goel adom. I'll send somebody else. If it was just a kiyumis, why would I send somebody else?
If it's a chiyuv to kill him, what's the whole point of Ari Miklat?
Because
They're
that's what the
giving him
Torah
an out.
says.
It's not the same. It's not the same chiyuv.
Is
Ari
exactly
Miklat.
what the Torah
It's the
is saying.
mezid.
If he's in the Eir Miklot, he cannot be killed. If he dares step out, there's a mitzvah to kill him. That's the halacha. So
And
much
if
so.
it's and if and if, they have to, and if the Kohen Gadol dies, he's chafshi, right?
The halacha. So he's
So it's a
got
totally different case. It's a totally different case. I don't know. It's not two examples of the same thing.
misa. As long as the Kohen Gadol is alive, he has a chiyuv misa. He's got a get out of jail card if he goes to Eir Miklot. If he dares step out, there's a mitzvah to kill him, the Goel Adam. There is no Goel Adam. We'll send somebody else to kill him. Happens to be his death sentence expires. Say that when the Kohen Gadol dies, then his death sentence has expired. But until that point, he's got a death sentence with a get out of jail card. Get out of jail card means go to Eir Miklot. Failure to do so is Chayav Misa. Who? Lechatchila the Goel Adam. If not somebody else, we will actually send somebody to hunt him down. That's what the Gemara says. You said Beis Din will be ma'amid the goel adam.
I
Okay.
see this in different cases, but okay.
So at this stage of the game, what are we saying? We're remaining with our rule. We're remaining with our principle that we said before. What was the principle we said before? That if the Torah says Yad ho'edim tiyeh bo'i b'rishoyna, that is the requirement. It's not just a mitzvah lechatchila, that is the requirement. And therefore, if the hands of the Edom get cut off, we cannot fulfill that requirement, he will be off the hook. Says the Gemara, Omar Lei, Mar Keshisha, Breder of. Yes.
Sorry, one more question. When we say the Yad HaEdom, we're being very literal on the hands cutting off.
Right.
So on the day that he's supposed to go for Skila, if this person is sick or he's away on business or he has a prior engagement, I mean, are all of these under that same category? Because there might
You're
be two
right,
HaEdom, maybe one doesn't.
because none of those are problematic. So I'll wait another day. When his hands got cut off, Well, that's it. His hand's not going to come back again. So if he's feeling sick, we'll see similar examples coming up. But if he's feeling sick, say that. So we'll wait tomorrow such that we can fulfill the
They
Torah's
would
instruction.
wait. Okay.
Says the Gemara, Sedmar Kashisha, the son of Rav Chisda, Rav Ashi. Umi loy boinon kro k'dixiv. Don't we indeed need the Torah's instructions to be written, to be carried out exactly? We've got a Mishnah, Votanan. Hoyo echod mehen gideim. We're talking about the parent, as Rashi fills us in over here, of the ben Seira Umayra. Now, the Torah issues very specific instructions. We learn the following halachas. Hoyo echod mehen gideim. If one of the parents is handless, has lost his hands. Oy ilim. Ilim means they're mute. Oy chiger means or they're lame. Oy summa or they're blind. Oy cheresh or they're deaf. Any of those five cases, Einoi, Naaseh, Ben Seira, Umayra, will be off the hook. If the parents are either have their hands cut off, are lame, blind, deaf, any of those cases. Why? We learn them all from Psukim. Sheneema v'tof suboi. They grab hold of their son. V'loi gidmin. Obviously, if their hands are cut off, they cannot grab hold of their son, so they can't bring him to Beis Din. He's off the hook. Then it says, "Vohitzioi, not only will they grab hold of him, they'll then now take him to Beis Din. Well, they can't take him if they're lame. Chigrin, not if they're lame. He's off the hook. Then it says, "Va'omru," and they will say to Beis Din that here is our Ben Sirimoyer. Well, ilm, so not if they're mute. They're mute, they can't say it. Zeh, well, then they say, this is our son. They point to him. Well, they can't point to him if they're blind. Sumin, not if they're blind. And then finally it says, Einenu shomea, is not listening to our voice. Obviously, they're not deaf. Deaf, Rashi will explain how we learn that. So we have five halachas, each one of which will exempt the Ben Seira Umayra. Now, why don't I say, excuse me, that's all a requirement, lechatchila, but if I can't do it, I put him into death anyway. My timer, says the Gemara, lav mishum, isn't it because debo'inon krokodiksiv? I've got to carry out the posuk as it's written. So I don't therefore say it's lechatchila. But if the parents are blind, no, nishkefelech. The parents are mute, the parents are blind, lame, nishkefelech. No, it's got to be le'ikuva. Isn't that what it says in the pasuk? Says the Gemara, no. Once again, Shani Hosam. Over there is different. Dekulei kra yaseirahu. Every single pasuk there is extra. Rashi will explain. Because every single word is extra, so there clearly, once again, the Torah is going out of its way to say there is a specific halacha which has to be implemented. But I can't learn from there, it's a rule. Look at Rashi. Hoyo echod mem gidei. This is referring to one of the parents of the Seira. Says Rashi, Beneinu, if we say this is our son, then what does that indicate? Mashma sheroyin oisoi. Then clearly, it would seem to be that they can clearly see him. That's what they're saying. Beneinu zeh, we're pointing to him. So if they can't see him, they're blind, he's off the hook. V'loir cheresim, neither can they be deaf. She'einon shoymin ma'ashem meishiv lohem. because they can't hear whatever he's responding to them. Ve'enom yoidim, they do not know. In shamati chachamim lav, are they listening to these techacha or he's not listening? So in all of those cases, he'll be off the hook. But why so? Because kulu kro yaseirahu. The whole pasuk is just superfluous. Da havale lemichtav, it should have simply written vahitziu el shar ha'ir hahi v'skaluhu. They will take him out and they will stone him. Five words. That's what it should have said. Kedeksiv, just as it says b'chol shar niskolim, just as it says as all other cases of chayve skila v'sur la'imidi. After that, nothing else will be necessary. Kol oirech dvarim, all these lengthy words, zeh lomo. So the Torah writes an extra word that they have to grab hold of him, and they have to take him, and they have to say, and they have to this, and that. Every posuk is there to teach me that there is a very specific requirement in the case of Ben Seira or Moira, which absolutely has to be kept and is non-debatable. That doesn't necessarily mean it's the rule across the board.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Didn't Yitzchak was blind, and yet he knew it was either Esav or Yaakov, because he could, without his sight, he could still tell with the smell, the feel, the sound, HaKol Kol Yaakov. So can we learn from there that blindness is not a recognition factor when it comes to a father and son?
No, I think Yitzchak actually did not know who Esav Yaakov was. He gave the wrong one the brachos.
No, but Mashma, it says, Chazal say he knew it was Yaakov.
That's the drush.
That's why he gave him the bracha of you know.
That's the drush. I'm saying the poshup shat in the posha because he didn't know. Kol kol Yaakov, Yidayim de'Esav, he was confused. He gave the wrong one the brachas. That was the whole pachat. You're right. Of course, the drush is. It really did know. That's not the poshup shat. That's not the poshup shat. Okay, I must hold it over here. We'll continue tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, Yisbarach.
Right.